Good morning, Macoupin County. This is Mark Duggar, and welcome to Mark My Words. We're here today in Washington, D.C., talking with a good friend of agriculture, Congressman Rodney Davis. Congressman, thank you so much for taking time to be part of this.
Oh, thanks for having me, Mark. I really appreciate the opportunity to get a chance to host you out here and also talk about what's important to Illinois agriculture.
Well, it was intriguing yesterday. We had a great opportunity to talk with yourself and Congressman Jimmy Panetta of California. And I found it interesting the similarities and the ties and the strengths between California agriculture and Illinois agriculture. And if you can elaborate on how you and Congressman Panetta worked together on the Farm Bill and the ties that kind of bind our two states together.
Well, I'm just certainly glad the group of 22 Farm Bureau managers like yourself out here, that they got a chance to see Jimmy Panetta. Jimmy's one of my best friends in the world. He represents a very liberal district in Monterey, California, and whereas I represent, you know, a good conservative district in central Illinois. And this is an opportunity, I think, to show all of you and also show others, hopefully you spread the message, that we actually get along out here. And when it comes to agriculture, Jimmy and I worked really closely together. I've traveled to his district to see the challenges that his farmers face. You know, they're not growing corn and soybeans like we are here in the Midwest. And Jimmy's come to my district to talk to our farmers and actually do a civility tour with kids in our local schools. He's a good friend. He's worked hard with me. We've worked well to ensure that ag research has been robustly funded. Specialty crop research program, which is big for his area, not as big in my area. But it's also the fact that Jimmy Panetta, you know, helped us pass the Farm Bill, helped us get to that sweet spot of compromise. And now we see the benefits of that bill actually being in place for many of your listeners.
Well, and I noticed one thing that was interesting to me was his district is very heavily into specialty crops. As you called it, the salad bowl of California, I think it was.
Or salad. He calls it the salad bowl of the world.
No, okay.
and just to note for your listeners, in Jimmy Panetta's district, they bag salad mixes. I've been to those facilities. And the generic lettuce is the exact same salad mix
going into the
name brand. Don't pay extra.
Don't pay extra. And then we get into our central Illinois district, into Macoupin County, and as some good friends of mine call it, the Great Corn Desert, strictly row crops.
Yeah.
So how did you and Congressman Panetta work on that bipartisanship to complement each other's district with the varying degrees of agriculture that you had?
Well, what we did is we learned about each other's districts. We traveled to each other's districts. We understood what matters to his constituents. He came to my district to understand what matters to mine. And when it comes to Jimmy, we just got along really well because we had the same type of personality and the same tenacity to put good policies in place. And when it comes to specialty crops in Jimmy's district, they have a whole lot different need, especially when it comes to ag labor, than we do in central Illinois with our special crops, corn and soybeans. But really what it takes a willingness to be able to establish friendships like this, but also to be able to take those friendships and turn them into good policies. And we did that together in the Farm Bill. We were in the majority at the time. I took a lot of his priorities and I made them our priorities. And therefore, we got them all in the bill.
Bipartisanship at its best. We're sitting here talking. The rank and file members of Congress are willing to roll up their sleeves and put their nose to the grindstone and get these deals knocked out.
Really true. And you know, when you have friendships like this, they're not rare. Jimmy and I aren't two unicorns here in Congress. We actually do get along with each other in an overwhelmingly bipartisan fashion out here in Washington. But that doesn't mean we don't have our differences. But Jimmy can tell you, and I think he told all of your colleagues yesterday, you know, Jimmy and I are a little different. We like working policies together. We like helping out each other's districts because I know if something works in California and something works in Illinois, and we both support that, that's two more votes that we can make sure that the entire Farm Bill, which is so crucial to our district and your listeners and our producers, that it gets done.
What other issues have you and Congressman Panetta been able to work on? I know agriculture is the main thing here, and we're talking Farm Bureau policy, but there's got to be a lot of other similarities between his district and the 13th district here in Illinois?
Yeah, he's obviously got a heavy military presence. We do too with Scott Air Force Base and the National Guard facilities in my district and near my district. But really, recently, Jimmy and I were co-captains of the winning congressional football game for charity team of members of Congress. We beat the Capitol Police for the first time. And, you know, you would have thought the day that the impeachment inquiry was announced, there'd be no way Democrats and Republicans would stand together on the same sideline in a game for charity that raised over 300 grand for local D.C. charities, that we would be able to stand together and have Republicans tell Democrats when to come in and out of the game and vice versa. But that's what Washington is. We can have our fights over impeachment, which I think is not due right now. And I want to make sure people understand that we still can get things done, even like winning a football game against the evil Capitol Police.
There we go. Again, bipartisanship right there, working on those relationships outside the workplace and getting things done for the people back home.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we're not going to be able to run away from what you see on the 24-hour news cycle. We're always going to get asked about it. There, people are going to ask me whether or not I think the president should be impeached. And of course, I think impeachment is a terrible idea. But at the same time, I certainly hope that media outlets like yours, which you do well and others do well in local media, they focus on the things that are important to our friends and our neighbors. And agriculture matters to Jimmy Panetta and me. And I'm glad we got a chance to share him with you yesterday.
Well, we sure appreciate that opportunity. And thank you for being a friend of agriculture and all your work that you do on behalf of the 13th Congressional District. I know we appreciate it, and I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mark.
And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.